Another hour of Little Steven's Underground Garage follows the latest news on VOA Music Mix.
Nigerian suicide bomber kills 7 at ATM and Ebola deaths approaching 5,000. I'm Bill Michaels in Washington. Police in Nigeria say a suicide bomber has killed at least 7 people at an automated teller machine in the country's northeast. Police say they believe a female suicide bomber carried out the attack Friday and say they have arrested 4 other suspects. The World Health Organization says the death toll from the Ebola crisis has risen to 4,960, with more than 13,200 others infected with the disease. Health officials say while the death toll continues to rise, the rate of increase has declined. Citing the need to get work done in Washington, U.S. President Barack Obama sat down with Republican congressional leaders. Arup Pandey has more from the White House.
Going into Friday's lunch at the Executive Mansion, the president and Republican congressional leaders stood firm and on opposite sides of at least one issue, immigration, with Mr. Obama on Wednesday vowing to use his executive authority to reform the system.
What I'm not going to do is just wait. I think it's fair to say that I've shown a lot of patience.
And Republican House Speaker John Boehner warning the president not to take such action.
But I've made clear to the president that if he acts unilaterally on his own, outside of his authority, he will poison the well and there will be no chance for immigration reform.
To begin the meeting, President Obama struck a conciliatory tone and emphasized the need to work together. Arup Pandey, VOA News, the White House.
President Obama is authorizing the U.S. military to deploy up to 1,500 more troops to Iraq as part of the mission to combat Islamic State militants. White House officials say the troops will not serve in a combat role, but will help train and advise Iraqi and Kurdish forces fighting the group. President Obama will also ask Congress for $5.6 billion to help fund the campaign. Senior administration officials say the request includes $1.6 billion to establish an Iraqi training and equipment fund to support the training effort. Rear Admiral John Kirby.
We're going in at the request of the Iraqi government. We're wanted there. We weren't wanted to stay there after 2011. Number two, there's a very acute threat that's facing the Iraqi people, the Iraqi government, and the Iraqi security forces, a threat that they are trying to grapple with right now, and they have acknowledged that they need a little bit of help in that regard. So it's a completely different situation, and we're confident that if we get the funding that we're requesting from Congress, that we'll be able to make significant progress in this regard. The other thing I'd add is one of the reasons why we think this is a good idea right now is because the Iraqi security forces have stiffened their spine and have gone on the offense and have shown that they've got good capabilities. But there's gaps. There's gaps in some of those capabilities, some of the enabling functions that they need a little help with and advice. And again, that's what we're going to provide.
Friday's announcement came after Mr. Obama met with congressional leaders. It's been 25 years since the fall of the Berlin Wall signaled the beginning of the end of the German Democratic Republic, or East Germany. Henry Ridgewell is in Berlin.
By the 1960s, communist authorities could no longer tolerate East Germans fleeing to the West. In August 1961, they erected fortifications around Western Berlin. During the following years, a heavily defended wall was built across the city. By the late 1980s, momentum was building against the East German government. Protests that began in Leipzig spread to East Berlin. When authorities eased travel restrictions, tens of thousands gathered on the eastern side of the wall. On November 9th, 1989, it was breached. Not a shot was fired. This weekend, a line of illuminated helium balloons will light the path of the former wall. Huge street parties are planned, mirroring the celebrations 25 years ago. Henry Ridgewell, Berlin.
NATO says it has seen a large buildup of armored vehicles on the Russian side of the border with Ukraine. NATO sources said Friday that the vehicles appear to be unmanned. However, a spokesperson said they represent a potential for significant reinforcements of heavy weapons to the Ukrainian separatists. You can read more about this story at our website, voanews.com. Reporting from Washington, I'm Bill Michaels, and this is VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Hi, this is Rishi Deer from Elephant Stone, and you're in Little Steven's Underground Garage, playing the best songs ever recorded.
Yeah. women's section.
I'm a girl. I'm a girl.
Tribute to the Cameo Parkway team, Cal Mann, Bernie Lowe, and David Pell, with the Dovell's Bristol Stomp. Since we always play You Can't Sit Down, can't get enough of it. The Dovell's, Len Barry, Arnie Silver, Jerry Summers, and Mike Dennis, 1961. We kept the dance party going with the Kinks, no relation to Philadelphia whatsoever. Their second single, You Still Want Me, their follow-up to their excellent version of Little Richard's Long Tall Sally. And it would be the single after this one, You Really Got Me, that would break them. Written by Ray Davies, he had it together right from the beginning, and produced by the great Shel Talmy. No chart action at all in the States. Back to Philadelphia for Mashed Potato Time, Dee Dee Sharp, 1962. And that record actually has the Orlons singing the background vocals.
Motherless Child, Love's Not for War. Brand new from Elephant Stone. Rishi Dear's latest band, Rishi from the High Vials, and a few other things. The album is The Three Poisons. Get it from ElephantStoneMusic.com.
8 days a week was the Beatles. Again, nothing to do with Philadelphia. We just throw these things in to keep things rolling. 2 weeks at number one, December 1964. And the Orlons themselves with South Street, written by David Pell and Cal Mann and produced by all three of them. Dave, Cal, and Bernie Lowe. Rosetta Hightower, Shirley Brickley, Marlena Davis, and Stephen Caldwell, the Orlons. All part of the great Cameo Parkway stable, and we'll be back with another trio of songwriters, as well as our coolest song in the world this week.
If it's true that music makes the brain work better,
we've got enough to make you a genius.
VOA Music Mix.
Bob Feldman, Jerry Goldstein, and Richard Goddard were, and are, three New York troublemakers who had written and produced the girl group classic My Boyfriend's Back for the Angels. And one day, after a little too much ripple at lunch, They invented the Strange Loves. They put out a PR statement saying the Strange Loves were the Australian sheep breeders Giles Miles and Niles Strange, which, instead of attracting fans, basically scared people to death, ending their career before it started. And they had three hits in spite of all that. It was time they would go back to writing and producing where they belonged. We'll play four of their cool compositions this set, immediately following our coolest song in the world this week, which comes from the rock and roll capital of the world, Portsmouth, New Hampshire. I used to think I was joking when I said that. I don't know. I'm starting to believe it. Please welcome to the Underground Garage stage, Chris Rogers and the Dirty Gems.
Stretch is smooth like a rubber band till it snaps back in your head.
I don't wanna see Hi, this is Richard Goddard with Little Steven in the Underground Garage.
Talking to you could give me a rap rating and a betting.
Wait a minute. Anybody know you're here?
Nobody. Not a soul except,
Who?
Well, you see, I didn't know where your office was, so I asked the newsboy. He didn't know. So I asked the fireman, the greengrocer, the butcher, the baker. They didn't know. But the liquor store guy, he knew.
He went away, and you hung around and bothered me every night. And when I wouldn't go out with you, you said things that weren't very nice.
My boyfriend's back and you're gonna be in trouble.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
See him coming, better cut out on the double.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
You've been spreading lies that I was untrue.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
So look out now, cause he's coming after you.
Hey, love.
And John would just be sitting in the corner scribbling his lyrics out there and then while we were playing along to it.
We had something, we had a spirit. But what we didn't have a way of putting that into words, which is what John had.
The first line I wrote was, I am an antichrist. And I couldn't think of a damn thing that rhymed with it. And antichrist just fitted really nicely.
That set with our coolest song in the world this week, Headlines, title track from the new album by Chris Rogers and the Dirty Gems. Chris writing and producing it and playing keyboards. Talented cat joined on bass by, surprise, surprise, Kurt Baker. Godfather of Portsmouth, Craig Sala on drums, Chris Neal percussion, and Tom Hall on guitar. Get it from ChrisRogersMusic.com. Chris with a K. Rogers with a DG. Cool stuff. Headlines. Our coolest song in the world this week.
We then played a bunch of things by the great Bob Feldman, Jerry Goldstein, and Richard Goddard. Beginning with the Jay Giles cover of The Strange Love's Nighttime. It was on the right album, too. Their ninth, Love Stinks. The big breakthrough, finally. So good timing for the writing team. We love it when something's covered, but we love it more when something covered sells. Oh, nice. Bow Wow Wow covered The Strange Loves with I Want Candy, 1982. I Want Candy co-written with the great Burt Burns, who we have talked about a lot in the past, and we'll eventually include him in one of these shows. The great Kenny Laguna producing that one, by the way, for Bow Wow Wow. My Boyfriend's Back, where it all started for the guys, the great Angels classic. Very cool stuff. What's the great line in there? My boyfriend knows I ain't been cheating. You're going to get a beating, something like that. You know, just classic stuff. and Hang On Sloopy, the great McCoy's hit. Again, co-written with Burt Byrne. It was originally a Strange Loves track. They cut it and then discovered the band and threw them on there, and it came out on Burt Byrne's label, Bang Records. Cool stuff. And we'll be back with more cool stuff from the great Jeff Barry and Ellie Greenwich.
Music so real,
you can hear it.
VOA Music Mix.
Like his future songwriting partner, Ellie Greenwich, Jeff Barry was born in Brooklyn, began singing in groups early on, and then went into the Army Reserves, where he was stationed at Fort Knox, which would soon be supplying the material for his 25 gold records. He auditioned for publisher Arnie Shaw as a singer, but didn't know enough piano to play other people's songs, so he had to sing his own compositions at the audition, and Shaw liked his songs more than his singing. Although Jeff happens to be a great singer, actually. Signed him to the E.B. Marks Publishing Company and actually got him a record deal with RCA. And Jeff began writing with other people and caught a couple of hits here and there, but it wasn't until he met and married Ellie Greenwich that he became a full-time writer. And immediately, within months of starting to work with Ellie and Phil Spector, they would have like 9 hits in 1963. In 64, Lieber and Stoller, along with George Goldner, founded Redbird Records, for which Jeff and Ellie were the main songwriters, and they wrote and or produced 15 of the first 20 releases, all of which made the charts in 64. I mean, these are statistics no one will ever see again. And then they would add one-offs, like Maybe I Know for Leslie Gore, Don't Ever Leave Me for Connie Francis, Hanky Panky for Tommy James, Doo-Wah Diddy for Man for Man. All in all, in the 3 or 4 years they wrote together, they would create 22, 23, 25 of the greatest rock and roll records ever made. And other than Jerry Lieber and Mike Stoller, who were truly the godfathers of the songwriter producers, Jeff and Ellie would be the most successful non-performing songwriting team of all time.
Run, run, run. she was just a walking down the street singing.
Do I did it,
tapping her fingers and shuffling her feet singing.
Do I did it,
she looked good. She looked fine. She looked good. She looked fine. And I nearly lost my mind. Before I knew it, she was walking next to me singing.
Do I did it,
holding my hand just as natural as can be singing.
Do I did it.
We walked on to my door. We walked on to my door. Then we kissed a little more. Oh, I knew we was falling in love. Yes, I did, and so I told her all the things I'd been dreaming of. Now we're together nearly every single day singing.
Do I did it, come did it, do.
Oh, we're so happy, and that's how we're gonna stay singing.
Do I did it, come did it, do.
Well, I'm hurt.
She's mine.
She's mine. I'm hers.
She's mine.
Wedding bells are gonna chime. Whoa, I knew we was falling in love. Yes, I did, and so I told her all the things I'd been dreaming of. Now we're together nearly every single day singing. We're so happy, and that's how we're gonna stay singing.
Do I did it,
well, I'm hers.
I'm hers.
She's mine.
She's mine.
I'm hers.
She's mine.
Wedding bells are gonna chime. Whoa, oh yeah.
Do I did it, dum did it, do.
We'll sing it.
Do I did it, dum did it, do.
I know my rights. I'm an American citizen.
Did you ever vote?
No. Who's running?
If you didn't vote, you're not an American. You're a man without a country.
I am, too. I live in Brooklyn.
Well, that's the same thing.
Paradise.
is the one that I want everybody to pluck.
So this is what he looks like. Good thing this is no beauty contest.
Yeah, you just do your job. What do you think, Karen?
I think he's cute.
Sure he is. He's got appeal. I think we can go the whole route. Sooners and everything.
What about tearing off his clothes?
That's for squares.
I think it's effective.
I agree with Karen. But you check with me first because suits cost money.
Just booked a flight. U.S. nonstop to M.A.D. Can't lose sight of the girls that occupy my dreams. I gotta get back. Get back to where I once belonged. I'm on the right track. But in my heart, I know there's something wrong. It's not crazy, but I understand. And when the time is right, no need for talking, baby, I'm your man.
Everybody, this is Tommy James from Tommy James and the Shondells, and you're with Little Steven in the Underground Garage, playing the coolest rock songs ever made.
My baby does the hanky-panky. My baby does the hanky panky. I saw her walking on down the line. Yeah. Thank you. baby does a hanky panky. If my baby does a hanky panky. On down the line.
Started the second of our two Jeff Barry and Ellie Greenwich segments with the great Kazoo Run Run, classic by the Crystals, Lala Brooks singing that one, and Phil Spector co-writing. I asked Jeff, who hadn't spoken to Phil Spector in many, many years, they had a falling out over the Idol Maker, which we'll talk about in depth when we do the interview, but, you know, no longer close in any way, and I said to him, you know, tell me the truth about Phil Spector. Was he, you know, basically just adding a little bit of something here and there because he was the producer and got co-writing credit for that reason? And he said, no. Phil was, in fact, a fantastic songwriter and very much a third of that collaboration. Doo-Wah Diddy was Manfred Mann with the legendary Paul Jones singing lead. It was Paul Jones singing with Brian Jones that April 7th, 1962, at the Ealing Jazz Club, when Mick Jagger, Keith Richards, and Dick Taylor walked in, and destiny was fulfilled. The Jelly Beans, another great group on Redbird. I Want to Love Them So Bad. Lost in Translation, Kurt Baker and his party, Animals. Go get this album, one of the great albums of the year. Brand new B-sides. Here from KurtBakerMusic.com. And our final Jeff and Ellie contribution, Hanky Panky. Originally written as a B-side for the Raindrops, which Ellie was in, right? And Henry Glover produced that for Tommy James and the Shondells. And it would dislodge the Beatles' Paperback Writer as a number one record in 1966. And there you have it, the songwriters of what will be a series of shows eventually.
To face stupid reality again.
We are presented each and every week by the very cool Seminole Hard Rock Cafes, hotels, and casinos worldwide. Coolest Indian tribe ever. Go to hardrock.com. They're doing all kinds of cool things. Jimmy Allen bringing back the rock in the Hard Rock name. We are also brought to you by the United Alliance, UAVIP.org, a fantastic pipe fitters union that have made a priority out of giving jobs to our veterans as they come back from Iraq and Afghanistan, training programs and really, really good jobs. They are setting a beautiful example for every corporation in America. Hopefully others will follow their lead. It's all very nice giving lip service to our military personnel. It's another giving them concrete jobs when they get home. If you're looking for cool musical equipment,
go to Andy Babiuk's fabgear.com. B-A-B-I-U-K. He's got it all vintage, new stuff. Tell him little Steven sent you. He'll give you a Chesterfield Kings record. We are syndicated by UnitedStations.com. If somebody bought you a radio station for Christmas, call them. They will send you this show. Our thanks to Jim Bertel, at Voice of America, getting the show out to all parts of the world. We are produced by the inevitable Dennis Mortensen. Thank you, Alan Freed. We'll see you all next week.
And that's the name of that tune.
Ciao, baby.
We must be in heaven, man.
Nice ride.
Come up the jersey, you moron!